for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Before I let you go, my lovely listeners, we're going to look at another aspect for our lovely Women's Day. And anyone who is new, welcome. I'm not going to do the usual intro. I'm just going to get into it. And that's where confidence, it's only if you are a whole three-year-old heart, you love all humanity, integration of the brain, restorative embodied self, it's your birthright, I'm attachment and trauma-informed, and you can ask any questions you want, but the gist of it, because confidence means something more when you know how it works for real within the embodied brain of you and I. And so when you're the grown-up of you, you're a Pacha handshake. So confident women and 5D people, they don't buy into stereotypes. They invalidate them. When a person is going to be in your life, they don't have to make you a priority. This is a sentence from a teenager who has a 0-1-year-old who is seeking to be seen so that their nervous system can feel safe and secure to be here as a mammal that matters on this planet Earth and to then be their self. This is like inside of that embodiedness of you, the embodied brain. And that's why we see teenagers all over the place between coaches, Peter Pans with their lost boys, the relationships one, talking about stuff like if they don't make your priority, then leave them. So all these end game equations versus let's talk about one, loving yourself first and actually knowing equanimity and how to get there. And then you'll see people won't be actually having any type of dilemma. So the part about people having human suffering, it's from within your own body that you can work with it, but it's the thinking brain, the left mode of you, that allows you to say, hey, I got some emotions going on. Let me touch my heart and let me go do what makes me happy. Let me fill up my days with the people that are around me that fulfill me. Let me read a book. Let me do a job. So there's many different things you can do and that a confident woman will do, like a confident human being, because they will have a secure attachment body with a differentiated self. And their authentic whole three-year-old heart has fun. That's our pure energy body, Prakriti, pure energy, Purusha. It's pure consciousness, unconditional love. So that's the birthright every mammal, every human can return to, but some need good therapists, some personal development, and to not do, I don't want to do it, I want life now, okay? So you're the one who gets to work with your own body. And it's not something that is quote-unquote rewarding in a way that is quick, which is why you have teenagers when they're looking for a shortcut. And you have an emotionally and mentally grown human being, a person who understands how life works, when they know that you're a process. So if you learn enough in a good way about attachment and trauma, you'll understand it's a process, which is why personal development is one too. Which is why even with enlightenment, the soul age group, you get there through a process, which is why yoga is a process. Anything that you will uphold and do, anything you bring to your table when it comes to what you do to feel better in life, if you will, okay? It has to do with your embodied brain, but it's a process. And people that stay teenagers, they actually don't want to do it like teenagers didn't want to learn in school. I remember them all. Okay, so confidence is not you getting self-righteous and pissy in somebody's face, which is what happens when a woman, in this case, says, you have to make me a priority. And I can't even, if I were a man, and I'm not, and I don't want to be, and I will always be a woman, I've decided. And in my past, I've been a man in some lives, but very few times. And I wonder why. I know my past lives. I'm like now wondering what was my, anyways, side note, Twin Flames, no saga, by the way, and Twin Flame, but maybe they weren't in that lifetime. That's a possibility since we're one over, so we get to decide things. But that's the woo-woo lady here. It's really nice, by the way, to be a mystic. And to be in the enlightenment soul age group, it's even more beautiful because it's fun to be friends with the sphere of energy and to share it with you the human way. That's the fun part for me. And thank you, Jesus, of course, because see, I wouldn't be here without Jesus. Sadhguru, I love that I get to see him out there. And he is doing everything he can to support expansion of consciousness, like Daniel Siegel, Bessel van der Kolk, and a lot of great academics. So when you are aware that life is a process and you won't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you get what you need. That song, Thank You Mother Again. So as my mother points out to me, always, you're not always going to get what you want, but you need to take some risks. You need to do something. So, you know, I don't do risks, but there are some things that thanks to her always reminding me about how life is short and you just, you know, need to go and do stuff. No, she doesn't do it that way, but basically she gives me balance, and I've known that. So intellectually, and as a person who grew up already with Jesus and God, you're taught to respect your parents, you're taught to learn from your elders, all of those beautiful things. And I definitely noticed, I get to have somebody who brings me the opposite of where I'm at. That's a good thing, because that's how you can achieve balance. So by being around each other as people, our hurt is important. They're the people who keep us balanced. When you don't have shame, this is very beautiful, because you continue to be who you are. Okay, so that's the element of whether you are a person who's monoamory, tuning in, or polyamory. Compersion is the indication that you have no insecurity. It means that if your partner or partners are happy without you, you will not say, well, yeah, I will love you in next lifetime. There's people that come up with these sentences as they're fuming with vengefulness and anger and upset, and they'll be like, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, so I'm going to live my life and we won't be together, maybe next lifetime. That's how they cop out of doing emotional maturity work and of actually processing what is their own heart. And it's a very interesting way to not be confident, women. Also, when you are consistently suspicious about someone and you're still with them, this is also an inconsistency and a very weird one if you ask me, because life is short. The part that is most important for me to share is that when you have confidence, you're not wasting any one of those 24 hours. You're always living the now, and you know that people who want to be in your life, they're going to make sure they are. And if they don't, then they are not interested with their amygdala. You can be interested, but that's because you are interested. Doesn't mean they are. Your 0-1-year-old is yours, so you don't need them to soothe. You don't need to be seen by them. In time, I got to learn, thanks to all of my oversoul, how to know that no matter if somebody makes you a priority or not, that you can still be someone meaningful to them. Of course, our attention, as we heard from that neuroscience lady, is the highest form of love. So if you are going to be in a consistent growing relationship, it's only going to be if you're paying attention to each other and if you're spending time together. That's common sense. But when people, and this is women, harass guys, their men, any way, shape, and form, I'm just thinking, you don't need to be in that relationship. If they have impaired bilateral integration, because at this point, a man who doesn't understand the importance of emotional time is a man who needs Terry Real. Come on in. He needs a Terry Real. Then I'm going to share with the women, the stereotype isn't what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a human being who's not being emotionally available, and you're not aware of that piece of information. You're only aware of yelling at somebody with a statement and a sentence that is bullshit. So the emotion is charged. It's a unreasonable adaptive child, because that's what you become, and you're offline and you're not going to obtain anything, and you're going to be frustrated the next time around. So you might as well, one, quit the relationship, or figure out about the emotional stuff, because that's where we're at. Thank goodness we have the good trauma therapists, because they are going to be able to make any relationship work, and the attachment ones. So they work together. Terry Real, he's great. He is really great for couples, and he trains other therapists with his methodology, relational something. So he takes into consideration everything, and men, if any of you are men, he's a man's man, so he won't be, don't worry. I've seen the men that effeminate, I think is the word. Basically, they put their woman on a pedestal. Yeah, that's a codependent type. You don't want to put no person on a pedestal, man or woman. Nobody goes on a pedestal. That's actually something, number one, because otherwise what you have is a person who wants to be or feel superior, or basically you've got one who feels inferior. That's not healthy self-worth. It's called codependency. It's called, I better make sure to highlight all of you, only you. I don't mean anything, and let me think that that's okay. Now, some people will stay in those types of relationships. I'm not saying, but I'm talking to people who, I dropped something, who want to be confident. Or anyways, I'm talking about confident women. So a confident woman will not want to see anyone put them on a pedestal, let alone beneath them. You're going to put me right next to you, and you're going to treat me right next to you. And if you, any way, shape, or form, don't do any of that, well, I will probably already be out. You won't even notice, because a man who's emotionally unavailable doesn't notice anything because they don't have the right mode online. So if I'm upset, it's invisible. They can't read facial cues. Because the right mode of the brain is where you pick up on those nonverbal signals, which is why attachment and trauma information is awesome. Okay, so again, if a person doesn't make you a priority, of course you want to talk about it. But talking is one thing. What I hear people doing is something very different. They make accusations. And so if a person's being silent, they are being suspicious. Or there being a person who's going to begin to get angry. And while I get it, I'm going to say you can just leave it. You can drop it. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend time. And I know that there's that whole, this law of you spent time in the relationship. But that doesn't, you're in control of the way your brain thinks, if you want to be, of course. So even if you're bothered by it, let's say you're like, but I don't want to do it. I want an answer. Well, you get to choose. Do you want to pout about it and want an answer? Or do you want to make a proactive choice, which is going to allow you to move forward and actually find someone that's going to share with you emotions and time? Because there's plenty of secure attachment people out there that are actual conscious lovers. So just to be clear, it isn't about silencing. It's about how, one, you can address it. Two, moving forward sooner than later. Three, people who live with stereotypes don't do any of this. And then they're using time in a relationship that is unsatisfactory. And so it's just more of how long does it take you to figure out something that is now, luckily again, explainable. And it is something that you can work with. Now, while people think this is very not mechanical, rational, I get it. I get that people want spontaneity, but you're not going to get spontaneity from a man who is not in their emotional plane, which, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are men that have this impaired bilateral integration, and they don't want to do anything about it. The stereotypes. So they will find women who will lead with those stereotypes, who will accept that that's how they are, and they won't talk to them about therapy. If they get women that will say, I don't find this acceptable, this is causing a lack of intimacy, I want something to be done about it. If they care about the relationship, well, they're going to do something about it. If they don't, then that's it. It is not a belief system to go to therapy. It is actually something that I would say, if you're tuning in here, I'm going to assume that you're open to education. You're open to new aspects in the world. I mean, there are those who won't go. I'm thinking about that one right now. But there's plenty of women that won't go. There's women that have had childhood trauma, and somehow, no matter how many degrees they got, they haven't figured it out. Even though they have had plenty of conversations, I raise my hand with me, where words and the only words that come out of the mouth that are chosen are, well, I'm the light worker. I'm the one who brings the good, you know, the beauty. They're the ones who need healing. And it's just, again, one-sided. But they don't actually take ownership of the years or the time that they're spending, and they keep just pointing a finger and saying they know everything versus getting out of it. However, this is the part about what attachment traumatization is. It's that it's from the unconscious plane. So a person can have degrees, they can have money. They're the ones who are going to have to choose their emotional well-being. This is what is fascinating, and not in a good way, but to me, the women and men, but I'm going to talk about women, that do not want to go to get support for their emotional body. There are plenty of those. So they will be chaotic. While the men go rigid, so they go silent, the women go chaotic. And this is the actual word chaos. They get overly emotional and they get reactive while the men shut down. And here we have those two opposites. The women that I know, they are intellectually savvy and they have information. And yet the part about feeling not, feeling that they're not good enough. They just don't. They don't see the value in the therapy. That's all I can say. They don't see the value. And even here, they could do personal development. They don't see value because they don't recognize that emotions are something you can work on. And when you tell them it's the embodied brain, it's the nervous system, they don't believe it because it's not something that meets the mathematics of the brain. So I get it. I get why a person would say, I don't have trauma charges, or I don't have this nervous system. They just don't fathom it. But if you find somebody who can share with you a way to feel better, wouldn't you do it? That's the part that is always also fascinating. Wouldn't you want to feel better in your body if you can? But yeah, no, they don't see it that way. They want confirmation, like teenagers do, that they're okay being them. And then that's all. They got comforted. So there's your 1-year-old got seen and soothed, and their nervous system is at ease. So now they can feel safe and secure to be their self. But this security doesn't stick if you don't claim it for your own. So that's the part of why learning to do your own emotional building regulation skills. If you don't learn to do it by yourself, I can be a Pacha who's around a Cusco all day long. I can be the one to reassure you and love you and do this, but you are not going to actually hold on to it, and it won't be something you'll notice until you need another quote-unquote hit of Pacha. So people that make you a priority, they will do so not on a in-and-out basis. But then again, there are also those who will do it on an in-and-out basis, as I was just describing. And these are all people. And that's what relationships, though. We're here to support each other. For those of us who know that you can move into your own functional adult, consistent day-to-day, and be a person who makes people priority and yourself a priority, and to be able and have a Pacha handshake, it's one of the most amazing and rewarding experiences. Seeing people not take what you share with them as a secure attachment figure and then not do anything about it, it's understandable because the therapist explained it to me, but it makes you meaningless because while I'm living human love narrative every day and I'm more and more energized, you're not. And you could, because you have the ability to. But again, these are in small doses that you get to then finally settle into. The enlightenment vibration is what I use as the word because it is on that scale. It's just beautiful. And it's an integrated brain. It's your birthright, and it's the way your body, your human being body, can function. So yes, of course, we, as a mystic, the consciousness sphere, I got it, I know, but that's not the point. First, you create your human experience, the human embodiment, and we're seeing a lot of people come out and share this. I recently came across this psychologist. He integrates the spiritual concepts, but was very fascinating. By coincidence, I came across Facebook every now and then. Gives us those like inputs on who to follow or who to become friends. I totally don't know this human being, but he's a friend of a friend of mine, actually. I should ask my friend about him, but he's a therapist, a good one. You could tell that he's emotionally whole. In fact, he has a very beautiful aura about him. And when I went to see what his specialization is, that's why I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. Totally, totally emotionally available and in a very mature masculine and feminine way. In fact, he's a whole person. So you'll notice when a man is a whole man, and that's because there will be the manly, quote unquote, stuff with the emotional. They're soft, and at the same time, there's a presence that won't go unnoticed. The softness is the essence of life that is joyous and curious and open. The part about women, here's where as a woman I can't notice that one. See, as a woman I can notice a man's mature whole traits, but for the women it's a little bit different, because I'd have to get to know them and see. With women, I don't see softness necessarily. When I see a person who's a woman who's whole, I see more of, I can't use the word rigid, but it's not soft. It's very defined, is what I'm going to say. There's more definition. And that could be because a feminine with a mature masculine of her own is going to come across as firm and present, because you having the ability to stand in your masculine as empowered is not going to be soft. And that's the best way I can put it, because your feminine body is already soft. So you're technically adding to it a component that is going to be strong, focused, and active. And that's why I said it's not a rigid look, but it's definitely more defined than a woman who doesn't have a whole balanced masculine. So the masculine acquires an aspect of softness, but it's in the background. While a woman, I would say an aspect of, again, definition. But it's beautiful. Beautiful when you get to see them come together. And beautiful when you get to see the wisdom of the heart of people come together as men and women. So not having to do the whole, oh, you didn't make me a priority today. It's not what's necessary. If you're doubting each other all the time, then you obviously don't have a sense of security about each other and the unconditional love. You don't accept how you are, your love language, and all of that. But obviously there's also reasons for why people want to have consistency. So just before we end, it's because we as mammals build secure connections with consistent contingent communication. Secure attachment figures and relationships are built when two or more people decide to be building an actual life together and to be there for each other emotionally and intellectually, so with interest. When on the other hand, you come to each other for safety, for sharing, for moments of joy, those are your secure connections. And when people come because they don't know how to be secure their own self, again, you want them to be able to embody this, but that's something they can do only if in their moment where they feel vulnerable, they're able to reassure themselves that they're lovable. And that is that 0-1-year-old. So in time, all people can return home to this space because your body will know of you being lovable. The part of your left mode is where you participate. Here's your inner growth mindset. If though you have an inner critic and an outer critic, if you have a teenager, you're not going to get there, because every time you have self-doubt, instead of having confidence, you're going to have to use the upset emotion that comes up, the chaos or rigidity, man, woman, they, and then you have created what is potentially a rupture or a splinter. But really, it's not even about that. It's that you didn't allow yourself to create in that moment an opportunity as well as a resilient opportunity. I will use my ventral vagal state. I'm not in any physical threat. I do not need to be overreactive. I do not need to use the charge. The charges are those adaptive child. So this is straightforward for people who have secure attachment. It is a lot more challenging if they do not. It is not impossible though, because they'll know what they're doing in any given moment in time. So Long story short, on this lovely Women's Day, let's respect each other, Man Women Day, and know that it isn't about making a priority anyone. We all will make each other a priority when we're enjoying each other's company, but we also have life, so we will also get distracted, well, some. And those of us who don't, it's okay, we figure it out, because we're all a pattern. And so when somebody's getting distracted, because that's their pattern, you learn their pattern, and that too, for example, becomes a part of your me, we, which is what Daniel Siegel calls us when we're differentiated selves, and we're able to accept each other for who we are. Like I said, of course it's nice to be consistently in each other's lives, but not everybody wants that type of closeness. So not all people want to build secure attachment relationships, and some of us instead we do. And then there's our herd. So we build a herd with people that are pachas, and that's unconditionally loving human beings, the 5D collective, mystics, enlightenment, soul age groups, functional adults, polyamory, monoamory, everyone's included. We don't have any of the people that don't want to do human love, though, because they literally won't want to be around us. They're going to be like, get away, you're too gooey. We don't want you. So that's actually how people that are not happy, they really don't like to be around the three-year-olds. It's okay, we get it. Too much. It's too much. Too much love. Too much love, too much joy, too much of everything that is life-related. So at the end of the day, let's keep moving forward. The academics are here. We're here. My voice is going away again. I have done too many recordings. But it's been worth it. Oh, and throat chakra. I am sure some of you, as always, remember, self-expression, the sense of peace and balance, that's definitely part of those of you who have your own divine masculine, divine feminine, secure attachment, your lovely, beautiful, conscious lovers. We'll be back with more. Have a great day.